Now, though, I need everybody, if you don't have like those Recaro 5-point seat belts, you're going to need them because it's game day and we're going out on the Newsmaker line. We're bringing in our good friend, Hondo Carpenter, Uncle Hondo, as we call him, from Sports Illustrated's Raiders Maven website. If you don't read it, you're missing out. Make sure you do that. Follow him at Hondo Carpenter on Twitter. Hondo, it's finally here. Las Vegas is an NFL market, and Las Vegas is not only an NFL market, but it has the most storied franchise to me in all of sports, up there with the Yankees, the Las Vegas Raiders. Talk about what's going on and how you look at this day in the history of the Raider franchise and in Las Vegas.
First, let me give you the perspective of a kid growing up who wasn't a Raider fan. I grew up in the Midwest, so the late game on the West Coast was always usually a Raider, or more importantly, it was almost always, it seemed like, a Monday night. It was a franchise that stood for winning. It stood for excellence. Manchester United in England, the Yankees, and the Raiders are the three preeminent franchises in any sport, period. And so when you get a chance, and this was the only team I would have covered for Sports Illustrated and left where I was left to go cover a team. And when you get an opportunity to be there in the Death Star, what is the premier NFL facility, everyone's talking SoFi. It was $2 billion over budget. It was a nightmare, and it can't carry the jock of Allegiant Stadium. This place is beautiful. The facilities are great. And I'm going to tell you, to be there on opening night, and let me say, with all of the fans who should be there, by the way, and I understand why Mark Davis isn't, and I applaud him. This is not a slam on Mark. But all the fans who I wish could be there, I am humbled to be there. I'm going to hold that media credential, and I'm going to frame it. And it means this to me. It's an incredible honor of my job. And this is a night for football. I don't care if you like the Raiders or not. If you're not excited for this game, then you don't have blood pumping through your veins, or you actually think that Kansas City is a good town. At the end of the day, you're in a real town, in a real city, with a real football team in the best facilities in America. You've got an amazing coach in Sean Payton going against another great one in John Gruden. It is a chess match. This is Hyde. The children, because bodies are going to be banging, blood will be flowing. This is a Monday night. It's silver and black. Dear God, somebody pull out Howard Cosell old tapes. If you're not fired up, you're dead.
Well, they're fired up now, Hondo. I'll tell you that. You mentioned chess pieces. How about this? Trent Brown and Sam Young at the right tackle position, both out. Denzel Good's going to get the start. How do you think the Raiders try to slow down Cam Jordan, who is an excellent edge rusher for the Saints?
Well, again, I wrote about this in my Black Hole article, and I appeared yesterday. First of all, how amazing did Good do? He hadn't taken a rep at tackle over 12 months. He slides in. He played exceptionally well. But there are a lot of things on this that play into the Raiders' hands, and I want to explain. It doesn't mean they don't want Trent or the people that are injured. I'm not saying that. Please don't hear that or Sam. But all of a sudden, though, you got Derek Carr, who gets rid of the ball super quick. He's a guy who keeps it barely over 2 seconds. He makes his reads. And so all they have to do is, first of all, it'd be hard for Reggie White to get pressure in just over 2 seconds. So that helps them immensely. Number two, it's one guy. Now, they got a couple of great shutdown corners. So here's where this game comes down to. There are three key ingredients to this game tonight. Number one, they're going to have to use the intermediary game, which is great. Carr threw to 9 different guys last week. Go ahead and bring all the pressure in the world, which is what happened last year. Derek's used to that. He's going to be fine with it. You got to use Renfro. You got to use Waller. You know, you got to use Moreau. You got to use these guys and get everybody involved, because they can't block everybody. They can't guard everybody with double teams. And so when you just matriculate down the field, every once in a while take a shot to a Ruggs just to keep them honest, then you swing some passes out to Josh Jacobs. I said this earlier. They're not going to change who they are. But one thing they do need to change tonight is Gruden likes to use the run to set up the pass. Tonight he's going to need to use the pass to set up the run. The second thing, time of possession. You want to see a 35-25 mix or better in the Raiders' behalf, because that Saints team is going to get worn down fighting and playing a very balanced Las Vegas Raiders attack. I don't care about being down 10 in the third quarter, 10 to start the fourth. If they're keeping the time of possession clock, the Raiders got this, because the Saints are not going to be able to keep up for that long of a time. They're just not deep enough to play, you know, a game where they're on the field 35 or 40 minutes and keep this potent offense out. But third is turnovers. I want to say this. Raiders have a very good defense. I'm not disrespecting that defense. But the Saints do. But so do the Raiders. It's just really young. I went back and watched the tape now five times from last week, and you saw a lot of young guy mistakes, number one, and you saw a lot of mistakes on guys that didn't have a spring and didn't have a preseason. You know, Derek Carr looked phenomenal, but he's been working at every Henderson Park that would let him with his receivers all summer long and all spring. So those defensive guys, when you watch them in the fourth quarter, and not just the stop, they were different. They were tired, but they were different. I think that defense is going to be better tonight than they were last week, and I'm going to go right on the record to say this right now. When we get to week 8, this Raiders defense is going to be exponentially better than what people saw against Carolina. With that said, John Gruden is a masterful play caller. He's going to remain balanced. Derek Carr is going to have a terrific game. They're going to use the mid-range game to go away from the shutdown guys. They're going to force the Saints to adjust to them. By the way, they're the Raiders. You got the emotion of Monday night. They're going to own the time of possession. And with just a few seconds left, Jonathan Abram is going to pick up a recover, a fumble, get it down into field goal range. The Raiders will drive, kick the winning field goal. 38-35. It's a win for the silver and black. Head out to your nearest bar on the strip and put on your makeup, baby.
Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated's Raiders Mavens website joins us, and he's getting everybody fired up. Now, Hondo, before we let you go, you talk about that Raider defense getting better as time goes on. Absolutely, because they are young. And like you, I watched the film and I did see those young player mistakes. Tonight against the Saints, Drew Brees is one of the best to ever play the game. He's not what he used to be. How much are they going to be able to absorb of those rookie mistakes and not get beat by Brees, who's still got a great head on his shoulders?
Well, first let me say this. Drew Brees' theme song should be the great Toby Keith song. And if you don't know who Toby Keith is, shame on your parents. I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yep.
He is a Hall of Famer. He is a legend. He's going to score points. He is a great player. I am in no way disrespecting that. That's why I said 35-38. But at the end of the day, if you watch this Raider team, this is what stood out to me on film that should have had everybody wearing the silver and black standing up like an evangelical choir shouting amen, is even when they lost the lead and went down, they never once quit. The effort was tremendous. You looked at Damon Arnett, who's going to be a star. And, yep, he got beat on the double move. But I don't see a lot of people talking about the four plays after it where he made exceptional, exceptional plays. So, to me, this is what really stands out and makes this a point. If Drew's going to get his stuff, he's good. He's great, and he's a super person. But at the end of the day, one guy isn't going to beat you. One guy, just a rushing defense, isn't going to beat you. And you got to do what Bill Belichick says, which is, I'm going to take away what you do best and make me beat you somewhere else. But so here's why that doesn't work against the Raiders, because they have weapons all over the field. If I would have said to anyone listening to your radio show last year, other than his mom, that Nelson Aguilar is going to score the winning touchdown and be the hero to get that game late in the fourth quarter, I don't know that anybody would have said him, and you couldn't have blamed him, but it did. Why? Because of the depth. He's not a bad player. It's just he's not even in the first five fingers when you're picking the superstar offensive performers. So with that much depth, it's like, great, I got to tell you this story. I had a buddy when we were in school. He didn't want to play football with us. He was not an attractive man. He said, I'm joining the band. I said, why are you joining the band, brother? He says, because the girl-to-guy ratio is so high, even I got a chance for prom. And I'm going to tell you this. Stop whoever you want on the Raiders. Go ahead. because there's enough guys on that team, somebody's going to step up. And that's why tonight, 38-35, you've heard it first right here on Raider Nation Radio. The Raiders improved to 2-0, and they opened the Death Star by blowing up the little planet known as New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. Hondo Carpenter, Sports Illustrated's Raiders Maven website. Hondo, I'll see you down there, my friend. Take care.
I can't wait.
All right, Hondo Carpenter. Woo, Q. I love the prom.
A lot of fire.
The prom thing was great.
Yeah, no, excellent. I like that a lot. That's something that I would have came up with. But, yeah, that's good stuff right there, man. He's fired up, and he should have all the Raider Nation fired up. It's going to be a hell of a game. I like his game plan. I like his approach to it. Now it's for the Raiders to go out there and execute. But they're going to really be put to the test tonight, that's for sure.
Absolutely. What do you guys think? 702-365-9200. Get on the line. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from you. What are you doing? Where are you hanging out? And how are you going to have some fun tonight? And let's hear what you think the Raiders are going to do tonight in their first ever game at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. We'll also hear from Chaz Osborne. He's out there looking for you guys. So if you see Chaz out there, give him a Modelo and tell him hello. But we'll talk to him as well to get the mood and set the scene for tonight's Monday Night Football game, the Raiders and the Saints. You're listening to the Silver and Black Today, powered by Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys, only on Raider Nation Radio 920.